at the beginning of May, really, that, and all along the green, all the tanks were parked with their backs to the wall, and at school there was so much traffic of, you know, military traffic, that all we did was look out the windows. So we were all taken down into the thicket, and we had our lessons down in the bracken. Yes, so that we weren't disturbed. Well, not so much disturbed, but we our attention wasn't taken. But otherwise, our heads were out of the window all the time. And various people took soldiers in off the side, and we had a Sergeant Taylor used to come and have at one time, used to have lunch with us on a Sunday, and he come from Huddersfield, and because they weren't allowed to ride home, but villagers would sort of get letters off to parents. Oh. Yes.
And did he bring you sweets or anything in return?
No. But of course, when they all were going away, they used to throw away all their money to us. And the idea was to stand by a little girl, because they used to like to throw money to little girls, but she couldn't pick it all up, you see. So we had but this was constant comings and goings, you know, and it got, as I say, the vehicles got heavier and heavier. And at the end of the war, the German prisoners of war made up the road, Red Hill Road. They did that. The Italian prisoners of war tended to work on the farms, but the German prisoners of war, you know, rebuilt the pavements and the road.
Tell me about you were taken out of school to Manor Road.
Yes. One day we were all ushered out of school. We didn't know what was going on, and we were all lined up along the road, and the King came past, because he'd just been to review the troops in preparation for D-Day.
And do you remember seeing?
Oh, yes, yes.
And was he riding in an open car or something?
No, he was in an enclosed car, as I remember it, but, you know, he waved, of course, to see.
Oh, yes.
He waved to him.
Have flags?
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm.
Any other memories of that time?
Only with all the rations and the cans of petrol and ammunition that were around, you know, on the pavements, and also there was a cookhouse in the rough ground at the end of Castle Road and Red Hill, where there are two houses built now. And first thing in the morning, my friend Quinton Moat and myself used to go down there and help serve out the breakfasts, go to school, and then in the evening we used to go down and help serve, like a tea come supper. And very often at the end of the day, we were sent home with, you know, quite a lot of chunky pieces of cheese and biscuits. And if there was remnants in the big pots of jam, we were given those, you know, a can of jam with perhaps a couple of inches of jam in. Yes, and so were, you know, my aunts and my grandmother, you know, they were all very pleased to receive biscuits and cheese. Yes.
Well,
meridians up in the forest, and it was at the time of Dieppe, and they had Bren gun carriers, and we used to go down to the arches and get a lift on the Bren gun carrier, and they used to go up Red Hill and fill up at Bill Barrett's petrol pump. Then we would ride back down with them and wait for another one to come, because there was just a continual stream of these up and down, and so we used to have a lot of rides in Bren gun carriers.